the mere potential pre-crime of a thought crime, like sharing an article from Russia. If you might do it, well, then you're going to be shut down. You're going to be censored. And of course, they then extend that to the ADL's list of everything else. Don't criticize transgenderism and children, being pushed on children. Don't criticize election fraud. Don't criticize open borders. They're going to use this conflict with Russia as the pretext to come after all their domestic opposition across the world with legislation to literally turn the world into a giant authoritarian gulag where you're arrested, disappeared, deplatformed, debanked if you even question any of the official orthodoxy. This is a horrible situation we're all in. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I stay on air selling high quality products that you need, that you want, and that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty, I promote freedom, I fight the globalist, and I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great, but when it comes to high quality storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively preparewithalex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com or preparewithalex.com right now. This is high-quality storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship, but I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
It's Tuesday, March 1st. The year is 2022, and the world is truly on the verge, not just of a global planetary war, but we're already in the midst of a financial planetary designed implosion by a handful of private central banks that have issued quadrillions in fake currency to consolidate and buy up control of almost all resources in the world. They need global crises. They need excuses, smoke screens for the events that are now already unfolding. Chief amongst it, the inflation moving towards hyperinflation, and then the dreaded artificial stagflation, where you have a depression in the production of goods and a depression in the general economy with it shrinking while prices massively increase at the same time. Stagflation was thought to be impossible until the 1970s when the private Federal Reserve was actually able to artificially create it. Now moving on to Russia, pulling back in a real politic, Henry Kissinger worldview. That doesn't mean I agree with Henry Kissinger. I'm saying looking at it through the prism of the sociopaths. Putin has been pushed into this with NATO expansion and with all these different world leaders and all the different TV and news programs and members of the House and members of the Senate. And Joe Biden as a presidential candidate, and Joe Biden as president, saying Russia is evil, Putin is evil, he's a thug, he's a criminal, we're going to crush him, we got to fight him over there in Ukraine and fight him over there in Eastern Europe and the Balkans and the Baltic states instead of fighting him here in America, and blaming every facet of American life and every problem that goes on in the country and every cultural struggle on Putin. And it's not just done here. It's done around the world. Look at what just transpired in Canada in the last month, where mainstream news and the government itself said with no evidence that Vladimir Putin and the Russians were controlling the truck drivers. And if you go on Twitter or Instagram or even in mainstream corporate news everywhere, they're saying arrest Alex Jones, arrest Roger Stone, arrest Donald Trump. They work for Putin. And then they take the audio of Trump being sarcastic on a show last week about, oh, look how wonderful, you know, Putin is with his peacekeepers. He's going to keep the peace. And he's being completely sarcastic and went on to say Biden totally acted weak and precipitated this invasion with the horrible pullout in Afghanistan. But they edited it and then put it on the nightly news and on other programs and on comedy shows, deceiving the American people that Trump is supporting Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They are parlaying this global crisis into domestic control, not just here, not just in Canada, not just in the UK, but all over Europe. The EU and Germany are announcing, we're going to cover this next segment with myself and Owen Schroyer, that the mere potential pre-crime of a thought crime, like sharing an article from Russia, if you might do it, well, then you're going to be shut down. You're going to be censored. And of course, they then extend that to the ADL's list of everything else. Don't criticize transgenderism and children being pushed on children. Don't criticize election fraud. Don't criticize open borders. They're going to use this conflict with Russia as the pretext to come after all their domestic opposition across the world with legislation to literally turn the world into a giant authoritarian gulag where you're arrested, disappeared, deplatformed, debanked, if you even question any of the official orthodoxy. This is a horrible situation we're all in. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
We need a 35,000-foot view on all of this and understand that the globalists started the war with Russia. The globalists said we got to fight them over there and not here. The globalists invaded all of these countries in the last 20-plus years on the most flimsy of pretexts, and now they're moving weapons up to the Russian border. And so what else was Putin going to do? Now, I want to be clear. I'm not a Putinite. I'm not a Russophile. I've never been to Russia, but I have studied the history. And I don't like what Putin's done. I think he's miscalculated. I think this war is terrible. I'm a known anti-war person. I've been against every single one of these wars, Gulf War I, Gulf War II, the bombing of Serbia and Belgrade that happened twice with the Clintons for you know, like a month, bombing them with DU bombs, blowing up hundreds of buildings, thousands total, but hundreds of big ones, killing tens of thousands of people. This is the reality of what's been going on. And I've been against all those wars right through to today. And I'm against what Putin's done as well. But this is designed by the social engineers to make us choose a side. And so they can also bring in incredible authoritarian censorship in Europe, Australia, the U.S., Canada. And the legislation is introduced in Europe. The EU is saying they may do it without even having a law passed to not just ban RT and Sputnik off TV and the internet and block it in Europe, but now to block and censor anybody that shares it. And that is just insane. I share stuff that Kim Jong-un says and that Xi Jinping says. I don't like them. I see them as major threats. But the bigger threat is the people running us and controlling us. They're starting all these wars that are openly trying to train us and condition us to accept authoritarianism. And so any authoritarianism of Putin is nothing when his economy is not very big. He has not a very big population. He has the biggest country in the world. They do have nuclear weapons, but I don't believe he's going to expand throughout all of Ukraine. I think he doesn't want Ukraine, knows he can't hold Ukraine. He does want to have a new government put in, probably a puppet government, to replace the West puppet government. But we have to understand the byproduct of this is the control and the witch hunts and the attacks on our freedom here with part three of the whole Russiagate hoax, where anybody that opposes globalist policies must be a Putin agent, like they blamed the truckers in the last month saying they're Putin agents with no evidence. And the bigger piece of that internationally is China openly saying they're getting ready to go into Taiwan, the head of their Navy, threatening the U.S. to blow us up or chop our fingers off, is the quote, basically. He says we'll get burned or cut our fingers off if that means bloody nose in their parlance, if we get involved. And so the globalists are smart on the top. They have incompetence as the managers that they control, so they can burn them or blame them when they want. the State Department is literally a bunch of drug addict, pedophile trash. I know folks that have guarded them all over the world. Two-thirds of them are on a bunch of psychotropic drugs and other drugs, completely out of their minds. But the globalists above them destroyed Trump's plan to leave Afghanistan and have it be a good exit to entice Russia and others to make their moves, because the globalists want the destabilization. They want part two of the Great Reset. They want economies to collapse. They want currencies to spiral out of control and be devalued, because at that international level, again, they want the post-industrial world. So as I've been saying for 2 years, after the whole virus scare, there'll be war, there'll be cyber attack, there'll be power outages. I've been like a parrot saying it. I don't just make a bunch of predictions, folks. I make specific predictions, the same ones over and over again, so we have it on record when it comes true. And how do I know all this? How do I know war is next? How do I know devaluation of currency is next? How do I know famine's next? Because it's in the playbook of Operation Lockstep and the Club of Rome and the CFR and the World Trade Organization and the IMF and the World Bank and the International Bank of Settlements. All I do is read their documents. And then I'm totally frustrated with talk shows. It's hard to even get to it all. But people are finally discovering these clips. They're discovering these conferences. They're discovering the webs of connections. They're discovering how the World Economic Forum is the organizational mouthpiece of this system. And people are discovering that these global elites are out to get the Russians. They're out to get the Chinese. They're out to get the Americans. They're out to get the Mexicans. They're out to get the Canadians. They're out to get the Brazilians. They're out to get the Japanese. They're out to get everybody, our children, their future. They want a, quote, post-human, post-industrial world. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, looking forward to the end of humanity. This is a transhumanist, anti-human cult. They're probably run by aliens. I don't know that. I don't speculate. I just know they talk like collaborators that have made a deal with some type of off-world operation to literally terraform the planet where humans can't live on it, take everything over, and tell us that the end of humanity is here. So that's the big picture. And I'm not enemies with all the stupid left and all the right-wing fools, you know, that are neocons and people. They're just minions of the system that choose a side and try to be powerful within the system. But when the system itself is trying to destroy you, you've got to simply pull out of the system and build a new one. And so that's the reality here today. I know you've got a lot to cover and a lot to go over, but they always cover up one crisis. And one thing they've done with a bigger crisis, and we've been asking the question for 2 years, as it comes out that this virus was made in a lab, which is confirmed now, as it comes out they released it on purpose, as it comes out that they launched all these attacks, as it comes out the vaccine isn't a vaccine, but a deadly gene therapy that raises your immune system and gives you cancer and blood clots, they would have a new, bigger crisis to turn the page. I said that probably 1,000 times in the last 700 days or so, since this, 800 days. Since this started. And now here we are with the next chapter, the war. And they greenlit publicly. We don't know, there were secret meetings with Putin and Klaus Schwab and Kissinger, but you can see it telegraphed to the Chinese and the Russians that, hey, the globalists want a war. They want a new diversion. They want a new cover story for massive monetization, massive money printing, and crackdowns on freedom worldwide. It helps all these governments. The virus helped all these governments power grab. The virus was just the beginning. Now war helps all the governments power grab, whether it's Chinese, Russian, U.S., Canadian. It doesn't matter. And so they telegraphed to Putin that he could invade. Biden said, just don't take the whole country and we won't respond. And so he invaded. And that's because the deal was made publicly in front of everyone. Owen, let's be neutral on Putin. Let's be neutral on the U.S. Let's be neutral on Ukraine and just look at the facts. That's been a proxy war for 8 years, that George Soros brags he overthrew it, and that then Russia invaded and took over several large areas of the country in the east and the south for the last several years. What is it now? 7, 8 years. And so that's been unfolding for that long. And so why did this happen suddenly now that Trump leaves office and in comes Biden? Well, we know on record, the State Department's had to confirm this, Trump just told Putin, I'll bomb Moscow if you attack Kiev. And he also told Xi Jinping to his face, if you go into Taiwan, we will go to nuclear war. He told Kim Jong-un that as well. If he kept firing the missiles, we were going to nuke him. He said it on TV, fire and fury. And so that's the truth. Now, the globalists, with their puppet Biden, said, no, just go ahead and take part of the country. Just don't take it all. We're not going to militarily counter you. That then got Putin to commit. Now that Putin's committed and moved into the country, the left is all, we need to have Ukraine join the Euro. We need to have Ukraine join NATO right now, which would be a total act of war with Russia. So, again, they wanted to create this crisis so they could play it out and use it for a long time and as a pretext for domestic crackdowns all over the Western world and to silence their opposition. So the EU has announced, the UK is announcing, Australia, Canada, and it's all over the news here that now we've got a crackdown on disinformation. Anybody that questions the official narrative from NATO on Russia, and that is so incredibly dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. So let me read to you just one example of what's going on. Here's a story that is on Infowars.com. It's titled, Canadian Bill Would Ban Suspected Intent to Commit Hate Speech Online. No, this isn't Minority Report with Tom Cruise. They're saying if AI thinks you might engage in hate speech, which again, just a few years ago, wasn't the law in Canada, but now if you criticize a group or say you don't like communism or say that you're concerned about Klaus Schwab, even members of parliament are shut down in the Canadian parliament when they bring up, quote, hate speech, which is always being expanded to everything you can imagine, not just the okay sign, but now honk, honk, is Heil Hitler, and people need to be arrested. Now the Canadian flag is Hitler. Now not wearing a mask is Hitler. And people say this doesn't make sense. It's crazy. No. They just label you as the enemy on whatever thing it is they're power grabbing, whatever it is they're taking from you. And then you point out, well, wait a minute. So many of these people are the grandkids of real Nazis, Klaus Schwab and Chrystia Freeland and all the rest of them. And, oh, that's hate speech, too. That's Hitler, too. And then Putin actually says, well, a lot of the Eastern or Western Ukrainians are Nazis, and they actually are leftovers from a Nazi party. Oh, that's horrible, says the ADL. You're not supposed to say that, even though it's true. So that's the reality. Don't call a real Nazi like Soros or some of the Western Ukrainians a Nazi, or you'll get censored, you'll get in trouble. This is the new tyranny. When you read this article on Infowars.com, with a straight face, Trudeau's introduced legislation to preemptively take everybody off the internet and ban people and create an internet ID system to be able to go online. That's what the communist Chinese have tried to put in place. This is all part of the global social credit score. It's all part of the control grid, and it's not coming. It's here, and Canada is the beta test for what they want to roll out worldwide. So is Australia, where they also pass in an emergency session legislation to preemptively stop people criticizing lockdowns. And what did Biden put in his national terrorism directive of June of last year? That questioning lockdowns is white supremacism. White supremacism is terror. Now, that makes no sense. It's like saying a banana is a spaceship, or a potato is a rocket launcher, or a gun is a sandwich. It doesn't matter, because this is their authoritarianism. This is their program. And they're attacking free, innocent, hardworking, good people of the West. The globalists are. So they must have something that makes us all suspects, so we can all be bad and be the terrorists. So now we all may have the deadly virus. Now we all may be a white supremacist. Now we all may be a Russian agent. And this is how they're closing in on us ahead of the total financial collapse and the universal basic income, which will be just enough to live. But you must then follow every order they say and be tracked in live time by your smartphone. That's just phase one, phase two, implantable microchip. This is all officially announced by Klaus Schwab. So we are in a battle with the globalists at point blank range. We're winning. People are seeing through their garbage, their whole vaccine rollout, their whole COVID power grab blew up in their face. This whole Ukraine thing is blowing up in their face on both sides, in Putin's face and the globalist sides. The incompetency of these governments is coming out. And we need to stay on air now more than ever. So people are ready for the truth, listeners. But we need the financing to stay on air. Plus, we have great products everybody needs. So folks, don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. I've extended X3 with all three of the good types of iodine for your immune system and your body. It is 50% off, because I just got to get the money in. It's 50% off. I'm extending that for at least a few more days. Winter Sun, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. They are all at InfoWarsStore.com. The flash sale for Turbo Force 50% off will end today because we're only down to a few thousand packages of that, and more isn't coming in at least until August of this year because of supply chain breakdowns. So get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get your storable food. It's ready to ship to you. In this crazy world, folks, that's how you beat inflation, is get storable food, because then you can eat storable food later that tastes really good and is nutritious that you bought at a lower price. That's one of the few ways you can actually beat inflation. It's even better than real estate. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Owen, I hope when you come back, you'll actually read this article on air. I know you've got a lot to cover, but people need to see the thought crime law they're trying to pass in Canada that is beyond even North Korea or communist China, where AI watches you in live time and censors you and blocks you before you even post because of an algorithm it has of who you are and what you're doing. This is beyond science fiction. This is actually happening. So if everybody will keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. People can also call toll-free and order over the phone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139.
Brain force in the liquid form is even superior than the old brain force capsules. This is a great product. I used it when I worked as a correspondent in InfoWars. That's kind of when I discovered it. I've never been without it. And the reason I like it is it doesn't give you that jumpy, ramped up feeling that ephedrine does and all the products that include some form of ephedrine. You can take this stuff, you can get a burst of energy to write a column or to create a video or to do whatever work you have to do. And then you can sleep. Your brain doesn't bounce around like a BB in a boxcar. So I highly recommend BrainForce. I really like the new liquid formula. I find it superior because the absorption is immediate and it works. It's a subtle lift. You don't feel jolted, but now you felt too tired to write that email or to record that video. Now suddenly you've got not only the creative energy, but the physical energy. So I can't say enough about this product. And Alex, I'm not compensated to say any of this. So no, we don't have some secret deal where Stone will plug our products. No, I'm saying this because it's true and for no other reason.
And also, I got to interrupt you. I have plenty of time next hour, but it's funny you raised this. Last time you just brought up off air how much you liked one of the products and the iodine. And then I said, well, you ought to say that on air. So we came back and you said it. They made a huge, like it was a scandal. You promoted the iodine product.
They tried to say that I'm somehow selling quackery. Iodine is indisputably extremely valuable in terms of boosting natural immunity. There's no dispute about that. All I was pointing out was that the iodine product sold at InfoWars is of the highest quality. I mean, I've bought iodine down at, the vitamin shop, and I've ordered it on Amazon, as much as I hate giving Jeff Bezos a penny, but it's not of the quality that you can get at InfoWars. That's all I was saying. They make it sound like this is some kind of hucksterism or that I'm somehow compensated to push these products. No, I said it because I'd just gotten over the Chinese virus, and I was at the point where all I had left was this nagging cough, thanks to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. I had a quick recovery. That'll ensure that were banned everywhere, just that I mentioned those. And I talked about the quality of the product. It's a joke.